Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verses 14 to 15. The positive. Now, this will be a very strange discourse, but in the previous discourse, I spoke on the way that these Jews were speaking, the way that they were thinking, and God was reading their hearts and hearing their words, and he took real offense at the way they were grumbling at him, and their arrogance and their bitter words. And then last evening I happened to read in Psalm 19, and I read these words, Psalm 19, verse 14, and I thought, well, this is the positive, and perhaps I should just say a word or two on this. Instead of being like the Jews of Malachi 3, 14 to 15, let's come to the positive. Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The Jews in Malachi 3, 14 to 15 are using words and having thoughts that are harsh, bitter, selfish. Their words and thoughts together are so bitter against God and so full of self. And what should they have been? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, the thoughts of my heart, may they be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Should we be thinking about self, brothers and sisters? Should we be thinking of others? Well, yes, of course. But the prime thought in our lives, surely, the prime motive, the one to please, the one to consider, the one to bear in mind, the one to always be thinking of, is surely God. Be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Surely this is the right attitude. How can I please God today? How can my words, my actions, my thoughts, my whole being be devoted to him? What an attitude, what a desire, what a mind, what an aim in life. Who is he? He is the Lord. He is the rock. He is the Redeemer. But he's not only the Lord, the rock, the Redeemer. He is my Lord, my rock, my Redeemer. God, yes, but he's my God. Yes, we want God's help in this, my brothers and sisters. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my Redeemer. There's a prayer, but it's not simply a prayer, is it? We mustn't make prayer the excuse here. Surely here is our duty. And it's God who is judge. It's not man. It's not me. It's not my peers. It's not the people around me. It's not the culture in which I live. That's not the judge. The judge, the one I need to please, the one I need to satisfy, the one I need to honor and glorify, is God himself. And of course, it must come not only in words and thoughts and meditations and ponderings and so on. It must come out in action too. In all I say and do and think, may I please God today. I hope, brother and sister, you feel the same. Isaac Watts put it this way. So let our lips and lives express. Yeah, lips, lives, thoughts, heart, desire, mind, will, whatever. So let our whole being express the holy gospel we profess. So let our works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine all divine. Thus shall we best proclaim abroad the honors of our Savior God, my Redeemer, when his salvation reigns within and grace subdues the power of sin. Our flesh and sense must be denied. Yes, we pray about it. We have a responsibility. Passion and envy, lust and pride, while justice, temperance, truth and love, the fruits of the Spirit, our inward godliness approve. The gospel bears our spirits up while we expect that blessed hope, the bright appearance of the Lord, the blessed appearance of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And faith stands leaning on his word. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.